Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
More than a conqueror, the Bible says in Romans 8, that I am more than a conqueror through Him who strengthens me. I am more than an overcomer, and you are too.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Jo, continuing her message titled, Your Heart Believes What Your Mouth Says.
Speak the Word.
God really knows that we need encouragement, and I think this would encourage you in your battle, whatever that battle might be that you're going through tonight. In Exodus 17, this was after this great battle in the desert with the Amalekites, that God revealed himself to Moses as Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner, in verse 15. In Exodus 17, it says that Moses told Joshua to gather the men, and he would go and stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in his hand. But when Moses grew weary from holding up the rod, Aaron and Hur, I don't know exactly how you pronounce that, but it's not Hur, it's H-U-R, Hur, put a stone under Moses and held his hands up for him until the battle was totally won. Hallelujah. Saints, as long as Moses had his hands up, at the end of the day, there was victory, saints. There was victory. And God told Moses to write down what had happened and read it in Joshua's hearing. As a matter of fact, in the Quest Study Bible in verse 14, it says, The Lord said unto Moses, Write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For he says, I will utterly put out the remembrance of the Amalekites from under the heavens. And the New Living Bible says, I will erase the memory of Amalek from under heaven. Hallelujah. God was thinking ahead. He was thinking ahead to the time when Moses would be gone and Joshua would be the one to take over the leadership of God's chosen people. Joshua would be the one to cross the Jordan River into Canaan, the promised land, and defeat Jericho, because Moses was disobedient. He was not allowed to enter the promised land in Numbers 20. Remember, Moses hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock like God told him to do in Numbers 20. God told Moses to take the rod, gather the assembly together, and speak ye unto the rock, and it shall give forth its water. And verse 11 says that Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts too. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, and God said, Because you believe me not to satisfy me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given you. But you know, even though Moses was disobedient, he didn't make the people suffer for it. That's right. He struck the rock after he was instructed to speak to the rock. But he let the water, as it said, the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and the beast also. So he didn't punish the animals and the people just because Moses, you know, disobeyed. Hallelujah. Anyway, after the battle with the Amalekites, God told Moses to read what he wrote down after the battle, and Joshua's here, and I just said that. He told him to rehearse it. You know, saints, as I was saying earlier, God knew that Joshua would have plenty of battles ahead of him, and he wanted Joshua to remember back to this battle in Exodus 17, where Joshua had overwhelmed the army of Amalek in the battle and the victory that God had given them. You know, this is where Moses called God Jehovah Nissi. This is where he first called him Jehovah Nissi, the Lord his banner, because he understood the revelation. Moses understood that God himself is our banner. He is our victory. He is the one who wins our battles, brothers and sisters. As I said before, people are not your source. the government is not your source. Your job is not your source. God is your source. He can take and he can give. But if you trust him, he is a giver. And he can give you even much better than what you've got right now. He can just keep piling it on. He told me one time that he was going to bless me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, and showed me a sample of how I was going to do it. Like with my dad picking the beans, you know. I'd pick those beans, think that basket was full. My dad would come along, and he would shake it down, and it'd be about half full. That was true. That's a true story. I just brought up on the farm, and I picked a lot of green beans and cucumbers. But you can't shake cucumbers down. But you can shake green beans down. And he shook it down until it was half full. And I've told this before. But he told me I could quit when I got it full, you know. But he would come and he'd shake it down and be half full. I'd keep working till I filled it up. But God told me that it was going to be like that. Just when I thought I had it full, that he was going to shake it down. And he was going to pour some more in. Praise God. And he is. He's a person. God is of his word. He is his word, and he backs up his word. And when he told me, this was like 4 or 5 years ago, sitting on my couch preparing a sermon for something, and he told me that he was going to bless me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And that Bible says this, and he said that, and give me the sample to show me how he was going to do it. He said, just when I think that he can't bless me anymore, he's going to shake it down and give me some more. Praise God. So, you know, you just keep on moving. Keep on moving. Hallelujah. Nothing too hard for our God, is there? No. God himself is our banner. He is our victory. He is the one who wins the battles, brothers and sisters. We cannot do anything on our own. If Jesus didn't do anything on his own, then we can't do anything on our own either. And he's still fighting our battles. He's still giving us the victory over our enemies. In 2 Corinthians 2:14, it says, but thanks be to God, who is Christ, who in Christ always, I capitalize that, always leads us into triumph as trophies of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. But thanks be to God, who in Christ always, always leads us in triumph as trophies of Christ. Hallelujah. When Moses wrote the story down for Joshua, he was also writing it down for our benefit, so that we would remember it too as we go into our battles and we're fighting our things. You know, there is an interesting thing that God says when he tells Moses to write down the story. God says that he will utterly, like I said, blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. He said that in verse 14. That means that this enemy would not rise up again. He was defeated utterly in verse 16. The Amaleks in this story represents our enemy, Satan, who is active against God's people in all generations. Even though the literal Amalek at that time was completely defeated by Israel's army, other Amaleks would rise up against Israel and right on down to you and me and our own generations today. There's still people rising up against us. Now we can see it with the ways that things are happening to God's people. Just the other day, I saw where a street preacher was arrested for reading scripture in the park. They said he was causing a disturbance. And he was in the park reading scriptures. He wasn't even preaching. I also read an article where 3 teenage boys, 8th graders, were sued by the school for not using a proper pronoun for a girl's name. They were sued for sexual harassment. The point is that, you know, not pronouncing somebody's name correctly is not sexual harassment. Sexual harassment is a criminal offense. And 2 teenage boys and 8th graders mispronouncing somebody's name because they changed it a few months earlier, this female, and they didn't say they or them, they sued them. But because the press got a hold of it and other people and everything started happening, finally, after a while, they considered it closed, you know, they closed the case, you know, the school did. I'm telling you, it's just the beginning. As the Bible says, it's just the beginning of the birth pains, that we haven't seen anything yet.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to everyone. every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back to pray for you. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that according to your word, I will be held accountable for every idle, non-working word I speak, and that my mouth is my tool for implementing, for my mouth is the most influential voice in my life. Help us, Lord, to understand that our mouth is our weapon against Satan, and Satan will deceive us into using our own mouths against ourselves, in our health and in our finances and in our families. Lord, you said that your word will not return unto you void. So I pray, Lord, that you will help us pray your word so we will get the right results. Lord, you said one powerful way to pray is to pray the prayer of agreement, to have someone come into agreement with us. Your word says that one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight. And two is mightier than one. Hallelujah. You said, Lord, that if two people on earth agree on anything here on earth, that your Father in heaven would accept it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that according to Matthew 18:20, that where two or more are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of them. And it is your presence that produces the answers to our prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.